Audrey, Aer Lingus shares will start the day about 2% lower than they were this time yesterday. The shares finished the day at 237. They have been as high as 250, so the suggestion seems to be that investors are a little bit sceptical of what's going to happen now with the bid.
Are they saying it's all over?
No, not necessarily, but the closer the share price gets to the level of the bid, which is 255, including that 5-cent dividend, the more you can take it that investors are nearing certainty that it will go through. The corollary of that, of course, is the further it falls away from 250, 255, the more you can take it that there's a degree of scepticism there. But ultimately, the market has taken note of the fact that there remains a significant political hurdle and that this has very much now entered the realm of what the government deems acceptable and politically acceptable as regards what it does with its 25% stake. But it'll be interesting to watch that share price again.
Can the government block the sale, though, Conor?
If you were IAG, let's look at it this way. Do you want to buy 75% of an airline with a 25% shareholder there that, from the discussions that have taken place to this point, if they do result in the government blocking or deciding not to sell its stake, is clearly opposed to some of what it believes you plan to do with the share? It's a lot less attractive as an asset, and you might be rethinking 255 if 25% of the shares remain beyond your control. Elsewhere in business news, Facebook will for the first time target users with real-time ads during Sunday's Super Bowl. That's the climax to the American football season, which is expected to be watched by more than 100 million viewers in the US alone. We're joined now by Ian Dodson, the co-founder of the Digital Marketing Institute. Good morning, Ian.
Morning.
We got results from Facebook overnight. Big surge in revenue over the fourth quarter of last year. Facebook also reckons about three quarters of those who will watch the game will also be looking at Facebook on a tablet or a smartphone, and it wants some of their money.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose most advertising spend globally is spent on what we call big brand advertising. And the Super Bowl really is the Olympics of big brand advertising in that sense. So what you have is large global brands spending anywhere from $5 million for a 30-second slot around the Super Bowl. And what Facebook wants to do is either wants to capture some of that money from them to shift it onto social media, or it wants them to actually use Facebook to amplify the message that they're getting across to their customers while they're dual screening as such. So what they're proposing is in the past, what you used to be able to do is target people on Facebook with advertising based on either their likes or their profile or the demographics. Now what they're saying is based on what you actually type into Facebook live, we will present either an advert or a link or a video to stuff that you're interested in.
So if you mention what you're eating during the Super Bowl, you're likely to get a food company or a beer company coming at you.
Precisely. And really what this is Facebook trying to depose Twitter as, I suppose, the king of the live and up-to-date and real-time platforms.
A couple of interesting things that came out of those Facebook results overnight. It works out at about $9 per user per quarter that they're earning in the US and Canada, but their overall advertising revenue per user is only $2.81, which is telling you that, I guess, outside the States, they're not making anywhere near as much money as they are in the US.
Yeah, I suppose it really is the 80-20 rule in that sense, and Facebook's revenue is very much coming from the US and Europe at this stage. The results were great. I mean, I suppose the most important thing about the results was that mobile now accounts for about 70% of their ad revenue, and that was a real challenge for them over the past couple of years. But I suppose the greater challenge over the coming years is the fact that they own a lot of real estate. They have super saturated, I suppose, their newsfeed in Facebook, and I think they've squeezed as much as they possibly can out of their users at that point. And it really is a question of, well, can they bring the other, I suppose, pieces of web real estate that they have, like WhatsApp or Instagram or Messenger, into the fray and actually start generating some revenue out
and
of those?
And the big question for Irish users, I suppose, will be, can we see this Super Bowl thing as a dry run for the real Holy Grail, which would be real-time advertising during the All-Ireland?
That's exactly it. We'll get the GAA on the line and see what they have to say about that.
Ian Dodson of the Digital Marketing Institute, thanks very much for coming into us this morning. In currency news, the euro trading at $1 US dollar 12.8 cents at present and 74.5 pence sterling.
Connor.